It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
This is Jim Rockford. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Friends, unter Apfelstuhl mit der Lederkranz. Gesundheit. Everything is Gesundheit. Kaputt und verboten.
Gentlemen, attention.
Heil Hitler.
Heil it.
Out. Peace. Sieg Heil.
Sieg Heil.
Sieg Heil.
Sieg Heil.
Sieg Heil.
One Führer is enough. Now, please, gentlemen, take off those mustaches. Or do you want me arrested by the Gestapo?
Jawohl!
You would be very sorry to get a new Feldwebel. Somebody without a sense of humor, huh?
Okay, gang, take off the mustaches. Now, what is it, Schultz?
Gentlemen, tomorrow morning the Geneva man is coming to inspect the camp and find out whether we are living up to the international convention. I'm sure he will find that we are treating you very well. Now you must not run around your underwear. And take off the wash. The commandant wants all the barracks to be spick and also span.
Yeah, we'll put pink ribbons on the bedbugs.
Coming to you live from the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, Joe Ardinger, and Katie. And now, here's Mike.
Argument Thursday.
Boy, we are all punchy today, aren't we?
No, we're not.
Yes, we are. Don't argue with me. It is Thursday, May 2, 2008. Is everything fine?
Everything's fine, Regis.
All right, let me just tell you what happened
fine.
Here.
Fine.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everyone. We'll tell you what's going on in a second, but I have to tell you that immediately, as soon as we signed on the show today, there was a bit of a Chinese fire drill, and I was informed in that wonderfully panicky way, we're not on the air! We're not on the air!
That's verbatim.
Katie, are we on the air?
Yeah, and we were. Things just weren't reset.
So the whole Stalag 17 intro that got on the air?
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, good.
We were
okay.
Always on the air.
We just couldn't hear it anywhere else because it hadn't been reset from the big smooch.
We want to thank Tony from Frederick for his show open request, even though I'm not familiar with it that much. Stalag 17, if you have a request, please email it to O'Mara, that's O-M-E-A-R-A, at WJFK.com. Tony emailed us and said he'd like to hear the opening of Stalag 17.
Amazingly, I had it in my collection.
Rob's got a collection of everything.
Wow.
Here is our phone number. Call it right now to get on the air. 877-365-3636. Today on the big show, and what a big show it is today.
Really?
America's Most Wanted, John Walsh. We love having him on the show.
Yep.
Also, Mr. Richard Belzer from the SVU,
he's
Law
great.
And Order.
Love
and
him.
He's also going to be on Last Comic Standing as a celebrity scout for the comedians that are on there.
Tonight.
And also in studio, probably just about an hour from now, we'll be welcoming the early show's Dave Price. So Dave Price will
Yay,
be here,
Dave.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Very funny.
Should be great. I am exhausted.
Me
Why?
Too.
I'm yeah.
too.
Because we had a meeting before the show.
That
we talk about that.
Yet?
We can't talk about the subject, right? What is the rule about that? I always get
that never
so
got
many
clarified.
Rules.
Actually, somebody asked, and we never got
oh, yeah.
an answer.
Well, we
Eric
had a
did,
we
he?
Had a rule about we had a we had a rule.
We had pizza at the meeting.
Pizza and carbohydrates, and Rob and I went to Chipotle.
And it was dark.
And it was dark. And
there was a guy talking.
And a guy had a slideshow presentation, and then he went on, and I was right next to the machine, and the machine was next to me going, and I began to drift off.
Oh, white noise. Yeah, put you to sleep.
Don't show your age, Mike. That's a PowerPoint presentation.
Yes, PowerPoint. Whatever.
Not a slideshow.
It was nice.
Let's go to Matt in Germantown. Matt, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. You, sir, are the first caller of the day. How are you, Matt?
I feel honored. How are you guys?
You should be honored. It's nice to hear your voice, Matt. How you doing?
I'm good. I was there earlier today for the big kissing event, and
yes. Oh, yes, the midday show, Big Owen Dukes and Drab and Sven Lloyd, who has professed his love for Buzz Burbank.
Mm-hmm.
They had a wonderful kiss, a wonderful $2,000 hetero gay kiss that was
and
wonderful.
And I donated $500 of those dollars. So.
Wow,
that's good
for
stuff.
You.
That's wonderful. We enjoyed that.
It meant that much to you, did it?
Yes, it did.
I'm curious about that. If you donate that much money, you just wanted to see this, or is this something you enjoy? Man on man action, or what was the motivation for you?
Oh, actually, I have a local band, and I asked them to plug it for me, and they've been plugging us like crazy.
Purely mercenary, you get away with that one. Thanks for calling, Matt. We appreciate it.
To recap for people who missed it, Sven defined Mike as a daddy. Rob as a bear and me as a silver fox.
Is that how he described us?
Yes, he had his fondness for each of us, actually.
I was a bear?
Mm-hmm. No, Rob's the bear. You're the daddy, and I'm the silver fox.
Who's your daddy?
You're the daddy, Mike.
Who's your daddy?
That was something to see, though.
The kiss or the meeting? Same room.
Oh, yeah, it was the same room, come to think of it.
It was in the same room.
That room has seen more action today than it has in the last 10 months.
Look, as far as meetings go, it was
fine.
It really was. Precisely. I have no problem.
Sure
I thought that it was a
fine
meeting, and we really enjoyed ourselves. And, it's nice to get all the talent of the radio station in one room together. No problem at all. It was
fine. Fine.
I liken it to Thanksgiving. We all had to be there. The whole family was there. No one really wanted to be there. And luckily, nothing bad at all happened,
and I really think that we learned a little bit, not a whole bunch. Buzz was a wonderful pupil. Did you notice
that? He was right in the front.
He's apt pupil.
Yes. Front row, asking questions, raising my hand.
Wouldn't you have hated him in school?
Yeah, that guy.
He was the one that went like this, like excited, raising his hand.
I didn't want the meeting to end.
Mike, did you at any point?
You asked.
I had a good point of view on you today.
What's that?
At any point, did you tune out? Did you snooze? There was a couple real long blanks.
Yeah, yeah. I actually,
I watched you a lot.
I closed my eyes, and one time it was the slight startled sit-up where you
saw it.
Yeah, there's a big difference in those. There's the startled sit-up where you're like at a traffic light, and I've had those many times.
Really? Ever
on your
wheel?
On your motorcycle?
I mean,
oh my god!
In a stopped, you've never fallen asleep behind the wheel?
No.
You never have either?
I have.
Never really.
God, yeah. All the time.
What? Excuse me. Beth, Fan, and Buzz, what's wrong with you?
Oh, nothing.
It's like, in your life,
what's
you've never.
What's wrong with you?
No, I'm normal.
It's the cocaine.
You
I guarantee the callers would back
car.
Me up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ray Romano even does a bit about it.
Let's
Everyone
go to
does
Mac in Sacramento. Mac, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello, Mac.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great.
On your show.
Thank you.
Hey. I just wanted to bring to your guys' awareness the Sacramento mayoral race. I mean, you got one person running for mayor, and she's dropped the N-bomb left and right.
You mean one of your candidates for mayor drops the N-bomb?
Yes, on the news. She's done it more than once.
That
and
ain't
then,
right.
She done it more than once.
Hey, I swear, this you had a the incumbent mayor who's reopening an investigation on Kevin Johnson on an alleged rape that happened
I want to talk about Sacramento politics. I had a meeting today.
That guy needs to
I don't care.
I know.
Amazingly,
you're tired.
That was
no,
the topic.
It's just, but that's a bad call anyway. Hey, well, you're our mayor.
Wasn't that the topic of the meeting, Sacramento politics?
Yes, Sacramento politics and how we can best measure it. Really the best way to do it.
Don't forget to wear your device.
A lot of things to talk about at the top of the show today. You know, we normally don't lead with this, but I know everybody wants to talk about it.
Sure.
American Idol.
Oh, yeah.
Thank Christ it's over.
Let me give you my thoughts. Let me just say this. Let me get it out of the way. First of all, an amazingly tight and well-put-together broadcast. Almost, in my opinion, with all the crap they had, all the plates they had spinning, almost flawless in its technical execution. When you've got that many songs being performed by that many people, that not only do you have to have the talent that is ready to go and well-rehearsed, which they were, not only do you have to have the celebrities all in the right place, which they were, thought it might get a little wobbly with Donna Summer there for just a second. I don't know what the deal was with her hair.
And her ass.
She looked like she just got out of bed.
Didn't it look like she was wearing like Jodhpurs or something? That was a wide woman.
She got out of bed while she was eating. But technically, I thought it was an amazing show as far as putting all that together. And when they brought
the... every year.
Well,
I mean...
Yeah, but I mean, it was tight, I thought. And when they brought the guy out that sang the Asian song and they brought the whole USC band down... You know, little stuff like that. I think that's just a very tall order to execute that on television. And they did that, and they elevated, I think in the last week, they elevated what has been Crapville into, something that was actually watchable But this is where I get screwed.
Come on.
I never watch American Idol with the commercials. So I watch it with my TiVo, and I watched it with my TiVo, and I got effed at the very end.
Oh, how?
This is exactly how the American Idol in my home went last night. And the winner is David Cook. And that's it. And it froze.
Cut off
and it cut off. Oh. It cut off because what? It went over the hour?
Yeah. It's
did
like,
it go over the hour?
Seven,
bastards.
I can perfectly replicate what you saw, Mike.
Really?
It was this.
Ladies and gentlemen, David and David, the winner by 12 million votes of American Idol 2008 is David Cook.
Like that? Was it like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I got Cook.
Wow. Uh-huh.
I got Cook, and then bam, I didn't get the chance to see the farewell. I was watching it on the internet today because I didn't get a chance to see it. It could not have sucked enough. And Rob, were you telling me that's, or Beth Ann, were you saying that's how they screw you? That's how they design this thing?
When I do my season pass, I add 5 minutes to the end because it's a live broadcast.
Then I go back and I get the West Coast feed on my DirecTV.
Right.
And I say I'll record it with 15 minutes extra.
Sure.
And it chopped that off too.
Always record the next show. That's what I do.
TiVo,
always record
TiVo
the next show.
Is, and Buzz, you were the one that said it's the networks that do it.
Yeah, and it's not just Fox. It's all the networks. They tell the TV guide people, the people who put that guide up on your screen, one thing, and then they do something else.
I hate it.
I know.
I was so mad at it. A lot of people were calling us
there
right
were
now.
A few good moments in the broadcast last night, I thought.
877-365-3636. Let's go to Al in San Francisco. Al, you're on the show. What can we do for you?
Radio gods, hey, remember the river, Crispin Glover at the stop sign and the VW?
Oh, when he fell asleep. Yes,
he fell Where's asleep. John, man?
That's true. I cannot believe that either one of you, you have never fallen asleep.
I would never get behind the wheel of a car when I was tired.
And I'm not talking about falling asleep. I'm talking about I will be tired.
Uh-huh.
I will come up to a stop sign or a traffic light,
right.
And I will be behind a car, and I will just kind of
waiting.
Rest my eyes, and then I do a little... startle stop because I've knocked off.
Wow.
You've never like been driving late at night and maybe
on a
all of a sudden
country deal?
You've gone a mile and you really didn't clue in what happened
anything
like that.
That. But I've never. I mean, I've lost time. You know, I'm not paying attention, but not actually
but not
to nod
asleep.
Off.
Is this a Republican Inquisition here?
No,
it's either
it.
You either fall asleep behind the wheel, or you don't. Let's go to Andrew in.
Then I don't.
Martin, yes, you do. Martinez,
what?
How are the BuzzBabes?
Hey, Mike.
Martinez, you're on the air.
Hey, Mike, how about going 100 miles an hour to L.A., six-hour drive, and nodding off?
See, it's possible.
On the bright side, it makes the trip seem shorter.
People do it.
Yeah. Well, it's like when you sleep on an airplane. It's no problem
now,
at all.
Now, that's what's odd. You and I, Mike, we cannot sleep on airplanes, and yet we've both fallen asleep driving.
And here in Fairfax, probably more than anywhere else, right where our studios
it's a
are.
Sleepy little
and
town.
Right at that Route 50 exit.
Right.
The Route 50 and Route 29, where they merge, and I'll be sitting there and just going,
yep.
And rarly do I get the me, you know, I don't get one of the, you know, oh, sorry, I didn't know where I was going, didn't know what I was doing.
driving while tired, as dangerous and perhaps more pervasive than driving while drunk.
And if you do when you're both tired and drunk, forget about it.
You are wound up today. You really are, aren't you? Look at his look. Look at the look.
What I say.
Why don't you wear a schoolmarm outfit right there? It's not like driving drunk. Driving drunk would be illegal. Everybody drives tired. I've driven tired every day this week.
I'll line up a row of experts if you'd like. It's actually as dangerous and perhaps more pervasive.
Can you raise your hand more in the meeting? Let's go to Jose in Sacramento. Hello, Jose.
Hey, guys. Really, really quick. Let me say, as a 24-year-old beaner, I have nodded off sometimes at the light. Yes, I have. Now, last night's show.
You have to be careful if you do that because then all the produce falls out of the truck.
It's not time for siesta.
Yes, go ahead. Well, Jose, what else can we do for you?
Last night's show, to me, you're right. You know, it was put together right. But to me, from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock, it was a two-hour commercial for movies.
Absolutely.
And someone needs to tell Ben Stiller, Adam Sandler, and Mike Myers that they're not funny anymore, that it's about the Carlos Mencias and especially the Steve Carells. It's their time, and they just need to go away.
Oh, counterpoint you know, on that,
yeah,
though.
Well,
like
no, hold
that.
On.
Mike
no,
Myers
I agree.
Was horrible.
Wait a minute. I totally agree with Jose. Look, listen. You're Mike Myers. You're Ben Stiller. You're Jack Black. You don't need that crap.
But
look,
that
I'm
Ben
sorry.
Stiller thing was funny.
They all now I don't know
I didn't
whether
think it was.
I don't. You mean the Gladys Knight and the Pips?
I loved it.
Oh
I
my God,
it was
Rob! Rob, you know when I did that? Seriously, I did that bit in 1977
but
at the non-talent talent show.
It looked
at my
so
high
great
school.
Though. Rob, technologically, it looked great.
Rob, I did that bit. We did that bit. There was a black girl in my graduating class that we worked with. Her name was Patrice. Patrice got up, and she was the role of Gladys Knight. And then I got back there with three white guys as the Pips. We did that bit. And you
I
know
stand
what?
By it. I thought it was
Rob,
funny.
You know what? And back then, it was probably done in 30 high schools across the country. It just, to me, was totally old. And
they,
you know, and black and Jack Black. What's that? Where was the
they,
funny?
They forced the funny. Jack Black, he forced it. Ben Stiller was okay, but Jack Black, he forces the funny on you, which, you know,
I hate Jack
like,
Black.
Like I said, Steve Carell, he doesn't force the funny on you. He's just funny naturally.
But whether you think it's funny or not, where do you line up on the whole issue of whether, you know, whether they should whore these movies out? You know, the fact is we support the show. We let them do the little commercials with Ford. Mm-hmm. That's fine because I actually look forward to seeing those.
I like those.
But then the transparent, you know, movie.
Okay.
And doesn't everybody think the new Mike Myers movie is going to suck?
Yeah.
That was too much. But I thought they were okay with the Jack Black thing because they never mentioned the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It was sort of gentle whoring and taken in and of itself.
I just wanted to know who won. And I was pissed off for the first 58 minutes.
Yeah, well, hour no, 58.
Hour and 58 minutes. It was 2 hours.
It was?
Yeah,
it
did
was
you fall
not.
Asleep?
She fell asleep at a stoplight.
Let's go to Richard in Sacramento. Richard, you're on the air. How you doing?
Good. Hi, Mike.
How
hi,
are you?
Hi, Rob.
Hello.
Hi, Buzz.
Hey.
Hey.
Say hi to Beth Ann or she'll feel left
hi,
out.
Beth
we'll
Ann.
Deal with her all day.
Hello to your dog nose, too. Hey, did you? I hope you saved it on your Tivo because for a split second, Carrie flashes her Underwood.
Oh, God. Carrie Underwood.
That was something,
wow.
Wasn't it?
She looked
Carrie.
Great.
Carrie. Okay. Let me tell you.
She could be a Buzz Babe, right?
Carrie Underwood.
In a heartbeat.
Carrie Underwood, the
he'll
polar opposite of Jordan Sparks. You have a seasoned
now,
professional, and then you have a girl that's like, I'm the American Idol. I think I'll get fatter.
He was
come on.
Oh, come on,
yeah.
Beth Ann. For
I mean,
God's sake, you're going to perform. She's gotten bigger.
Carrie Underwood used to be heavier.
Carrie,
she's been an American Idol longer.
That's my point.
Well, Jordan
Carrie
Sparks
Underwood.
Has a beautiful face.
Carrie Underwood is a certifiable piece of ass.
I bet Jordan
ass.
Sparks also has a lovely personality, but that's not what we want to see.
No, first of all, Jordan Sparks, what was she, you know, here's the deal. When you have, what do you do for a living? Here's the occupation I love. Right. And I'm a fat guy. I can say this, okay? I'm a fat guy that walks down the hallway. I hold my stomach and I go, I look like a pregnant moose today. I'm a fat tub of S.
That's right.
Right? Admit
that's
it.
Right.
You know what? But I can't walk around going, thanks
never
for agreeing.
Forget it.
Thanks for agreeing with me, ass. I don't walk around going, I'm 13. And now I'm already a plus-size model.
So you got to be a piece of ass to be American Idol and female?
In this
yes.
business of show.
Okay, so you don't think that David Cook has a little sex appeal, and that's part of the allure of that. You don't think that David Archuleta has a little sex appeal, and you know, and that might be part of the deal.
What if David
Cook? That he's the teeny bopper's friend.
What if David Cook weighed 280?
And I'm not saying you
I still
have to
voted
be.
For him.
Beth Ann, I am not saying you have to be
that's
a piece
what you
of
just
ass.
Said.
You don't have to be, but I'll tell you, I enjoy it. I enjoy the eye candy that is Carrie Underwood because Carrie Underwood, you know, was this innocent girl on American Idol, and now she comes out, and I'm like, you know, it's Shania Twain territory.
Yeah.
It's Faith Hill territory. You know, what kind of POA outfit is she going to be wearing?
And singing a song about a one-night stand.
And you know what? Jordan Sparks is somebody I think really, and I'm just going to say this, and I speak. This is because I am a fat guy as well. I think if
yes.
she took off a ton, she would
a
be
ton.
a turbo
a ton.
Hottie. She's huge.
It's
she's
TV.
Like the she's like the female Ruben, only with
Ruben's
a pretty
fat.
Face.
Ruben has a
Ruben is very
Ruben
fat.
Has a lovely face.
Ruben's a sweater.
He has a beautiful face.
Ruben sweats like I sweat. Ruben sweats like I sweat. Like you know what, Rob? Ruben sweats like I do when I'm going to a wedding. You know, it's like, God damn it, where are my socks?
The wedding sweats.
And the sweat's just pouring off you, even when it's the dead of winter.
Sure. Mike and I, we're the same. We're the first ones to take our jackets off at the reception.
Uh-huh. Let's go to Brian. Brian, 365-3636, throw an 877 in front. You're on the air. How you doing, Brian?
I'm great. I love the new show. I like
thank
the
you.
Different things you guys are doing. I was wanting to talk about American Idol, just looking at Carrie Underwood, and oh, my God, what a knockout.
She's amazing looking. I mean, she and her outfits.
Yeah.
are amazing.
Oh, her outfit
looking.
Always. I mean, she always likes to wear high riding stuff, and it's just amazing.
She is. I
but
love her.
I'm all about the fact that she's a piece of ass, and she's wearing this thing that is just loose enough where you're looking at it going, hey, is anything
I got
gonna,
a chance.
Anything going to slide
think,
out of that thing?
You always think if you duck down low enough from the TV, like you're going to be able to cheat the TV angle.
Exactly.
And look up it, but you can't.
Yeah. Someday, my friend. And she's got her musical style is now
strong.
She's kind of that bawdy, you know, top 40 country style.
Oh,
that she's got
and yeah. Like what I was going to say is the look of her and her voice. I mean, those two finalists last night are nowhere even near her level.
No.
If they were on
Absolutely.
The same season, I mean, they would not even have a chance. I mean,
they would.
She just blew them
just
all
give,
away.
Sir, just
See,
give
her, her looks and her voice are just phenomenal, guys.
Just give
so
David
they,
Archuleta a year, and he'll be in outfits like that.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, sir. Brian, thanks for calling. I just, man, I could watch Carrie Underwood. I look forward to many years mm-hmm. of watching her
sure.
perform. And I think Jordan Sparks is a very attractive woman.
Uh-huh.
I really did. But I hate it when somebody's, when she's 16 or 17 years old, I'm a plus size model. Why are you giving up at 17?
When she did her commercial for Disney World, it made the castle look small.
Maybe she has some type of medical problem.
God, Pollyanna. I'm 48 years old. I've taken a good long time.
My mother told me it's the thyroid.
It's a gland problem.
I've taken a long time to put on this much weight. And I have an update on that, too.
Yes.
I have almost reached agreement with...
I have almost reached...
Well, he's sending me his schedule and his fee. What's your fee? But I got the trainer that's coming along, too. But we got a lot of people that want to call. Everybody wants to talk about sleeping or American Idol. Steve,
are you sure American Idol was 2 hours?
It was two. Yes, to Beth Ann, of course it was 2 hours.
What is wrong with you?
Something's very wrong. Something's been wrong with her since she came back.
I know.
Steve from Rockville, go ahead.
Maybe sooner than that.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing great, Steve. How are you?
Hello, I'm good. Hello, Beth Ann.
Hello.
Hello, Robbie.
Hi.
Buzz, how are you?
Hey.
All right, Steve, you covered it. What can we do for you?
Okay. Am I the only person that thinks that of all the people that performed last night, that the only people that sounded really good were the contestants from American Idol? Like Carrie Underwood and David Cook sounded much better than, like, George Michael and
well, George
all the
Michael.
Other.
George Michael
Excuse
looks like
me.
A Gibb brother. Doesn't he look like?
George Michael looks like, you know when Simon said Bush Babies last
yeah.
year? George Michael looked highly abnormal, and then they cut to Paula, who was really... The facial expression on Paula last night was saying, he's a fragment of his former self.
He really is one of the most overrated performers of all
time.
Oh,
my God. And he did Men in Bathrooms, and he's been drugging. How old is George Michael? Do we know how old he is?
I would say he's probably nigh on to 50.
Nigh on 50 years.
45 to 50.
You know, this is Argument Thursday for you.
God.
What makes you think he's not 50?
I called Rob when he came out on stage, didn't I?
And I took that call.
Yes, he did.
You okay, Mike?
How big of you, Rob?
Mike spit his water out.
That was very, very big of you. Here we go, sleep driving. Let's go to Bob. Bob, you want to talk about sleep driving?
I'm going to talk to
First
Bob.
First of all, let me say I just love your new show.
Thank you very much, Bob.
Hold it together good.
Thanks.
45. George Michael's 45.
45?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I said 45 or 50, so what do you
said
have to
50,
say?
Rob.
What do you, Beth Ann? I said nigh on to 50, 45
He's not
or 50.
My call tonight.
I'm not taking your call.
Nigh on to 50, right out of the set of Oklahoma.
Someone
you
go give
you
me,
old queen.
Give me a stick.
Bob, what can we do for you?
I just wanted to remind you that Tony La Russa, manager of the St. Louis Cardinals, drunk driving and sleep driving.
Now, was it at the same time?
Yes. He was still asleep at a stoplight with his foot on the brake and the car still in gear. And a cop rolled up behind him and arrested him.
Nothing funny about
Absolutely
that.
Absolutely not, Mike.
Thank you for the update. We appreciate that.
That was another topic discussed at our meeting today.
There was a time on the old morning show here in Washington, D.C., where I would occasionally take a brief nap prior to the morning show. Power nap in the Roy Rogers parking lot across the street. from the radio station, just to make sure that I was fresh.
Yes.
You know,
during
the
show?
It was a long distance.
No, before.
It was a long distance from my house to Washington, D.C.
Wasn't
it
a way to divide the evening from the morning?
It was, Rob. Thank you very much.
You slept in
that.
Your car.
Let's go to Zach in Fairfax. Hi,
nice
Zach.
Car.
How are you?
Hey, Mike. Rob, you might want to... I'd like to hear your comment on this. Mike, you mentioned there was a black girl that you used in that skit in high school.
I didn't use her. She was a classmate. It's not like, get us a black girl. Use her in the skit. Come
used,
on now.
She used him.
Rustle us up. I think her name, I'm pretty sure her name was Patrice.
Patrice?
And I don't remember the guys that were the pips with me either.
Well, I was just going to suggest using the term.
Thank you very much. No. See you later, pal. Yeah. God.
Yes, sir. Here's what I want to get in there.
Yeehaw.
Yeah, I got my thoughts on that.
You know what I enjoyed last night?
How liberating is that? Isn't that wonderful? We can throw that trash out now.
You know what I enjoyed last night on the Idol? I thought Graham Nash was very good with Brooke White.
Yes.
I thought that was a nice,
like him,
quiet, cool moment on that show.
She was still very nervous, though.
She did great.
But she was also that, you know, that kind of, I was waiting for her to F up.
Yeah.
I really, because, I mean.
Start over again.
Pressure of, you know, of performing with a musical icon. But see, we're talking about it like we're jacked about it because it is a good, it was a good show.
It was a good
you
show.
You don't think it was a good show?
No. I thought the contestants that came back to sing, I thought, God, they didn't really sing very well.
Oh, see,
did they?
See, the thing is, I TiVo through that.
Even if it was good.
I watched it.
Because
live.
Of the what they've suffered this season, do you think it was too little too late?
Maybe. I mean, I'm not sure. I really won't know until next year.
Right.
American Idol comes on at a time when
you'll get sucked in again.
We're all going back to work, and we're all like kind of burned out,
after
and the Super
holidays.
Bowl's over, and we're all looking for something to watch, and it comes at a perfect time. But when they do that Up With People crap, you're right about that, Beth Ann.
Yeah.
When they do that, I TiVo through that.
See,
but I like it when you get some of the real artists. I thought the Donna Summer bit was awesome.
How about ZZ Top?
ZZ Top
was great.
Was really, really good.
And Bryan Adams pretty good. I always forget he's got such a gap in his teeth.
Good and good looking.
Yeah, he's painfully thin.
Have the ugly contest between Bryan Adams and George Michael. Because they both have the
George
Michael teeth.
Would win.
But George Michael looks like, seriously, you put a hook in that mouth.
He looks like a kid brother.
It's scary the way he looks, but you got to realize the lifestyle. I mean, hasn't he been just drugging himself all to death?
He's nearly 50.
Not even his real teeth.
Well, I mean, he's probably all dolled up like that. That wasn't his real hair.
I'm talking about, like, dentures.
He colors his hair like Buzz does.
What Buzz, you mean, now in secret?
You could shoot back at me. Look at the beard today.
Yeah, look at that.
Mike, you know what?
Just for men.
Mike, I noticed. I didn't say anything.
I'm going to wash that gray right out of my beard. I'm going to wash that gray.
Someone went to Staples and bought a brown Sharpie.
Yes, sirree. It's looking better than ever.
No, it's very natural, actually.
Let's go to...
Not that fake dark thing.
What name is this? Hold on a second. This is Zatricia. Is that your name?
Gesundheit.
Hello? Zatricia?
No, it's Patrizia. I'm Italian.
Oh, Patrizia. Hey, how you doing? Prego.
I love your show, and I love you. I hope I don't offend anybody.
Don't offend nobody, Patrizia. You go ahead. I think you're such a special girl. Patrizia.
Yes,
does it make
yes,
you happy or sad?
Now, Patrizia, you say you're worried you're going to offend somebody. Why you offend somebody? You say you're going to say something make our feelings hurt bad? Huh?
No, I don't think so. But I think fat people tend to sleep more than skinny people.
Oh, you're making me feel so sad now, Patrizia. You say I fall asleep in the traffic because I'm big and fat. And that's
why. I have gained 20 pounds in the last year, I noticed that I am dozing off more than before.
Patrizia Sparks.
Patrizia, you know, occasionally. I think when you're slightly overweight, you can, you know, you require maybe more sleep, and you don't sleep as well with your difficulty breathing.
Yeah, especially when you have a husband that snores so loud.
I am fat! I think that you might be right. You might have a point there. I think people that might be slightly overweight could probably drop off at a moment's notice, don't you think?
Well, one can only hope.
Good answer.
Mike?
Oh, Mike.
Mike.
Oh, my God.
Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry. Patrizia, is there anything else we can do for you?
No.
Would you rephrase
great
that?
To you.
Okay.
Ciao.
Hey, I think you're a sweet lady. You call back anytime. I like your accent, okay?
I will.
Okay, God bless you.
Babe.
And what's your favorite dish? What's your favorite Italian dish you make in the kitchen, huh?
Actually, I was a chef for many years, and I tried to get hired in your restaurant, but now it's closed.
Oh. Okay. Now, Patrizia, you'd be quite a bit of a pain in the ass right now for me, okay? You go back. You go get yourself some ziti, huh? Forget about it.
She make it a cornbread?
Let's
make it a corned beef.
Let's go to Liz in the D.C. Hey, Liz, how you doing? You on a Michael Murray show. What's happening?
Hi, I'm good, and you?
We're doing great. What can we do for you?
Love the show.
Thank you.
I was calling. I also TiVo'd American Idol, but did anyone else notice the Guitar Hero commercial with David Archuleta? Why is he so special that he gets
I'm having so much trouble understanding.
I can decode it. They did a parody of Risky Business where David Archuleta was playing Guitar Hero like Tom Cruise.
I did laugh when Mike Myers said, I'm playing sitar hero.
I'm disappointed that you laughed at that.
I'm sorry.
I did something like that in high school, Mike.
Okay, thanks a lot, you old queen. Pam from somewhere. Where are you calling from, Pam?
I'm calling from Southern Maryland.
Southern Maryland. What can we do for you?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the TiVo. My TiVo clicked off right before they mentioned the name.
Oh, I was wondering if anybody would have that happen.
Yeah, right before. I didn't even get David, and my TiVo clicked off.
Buzz Burbank says that is a network thing and not a TiVo thing.
Right. But it's not the machine.
It's the network carrying over the hour, so they'll screw you, though, right?
The network tells the machine, essentially, through a third party. They tell the machine what time the show will start and what time it will end, and then they change their mind and don't tell the guide people.
That sucks.
Mm-hmm. Pam, do you want to know who won?
Well, I see. Well, at 11 o'clock at night, I'm going through all these kind of channels to try to find out.
Oh, a guy named David.
You didn't call a friend or anything?
She
well,
has
I
no
found
friend.
Out. I clicked on Real TV, and I ended up getting the winner. So,
well, I feel your pain. I went through the exact same thing, Pam, and it sucks beyond imagination. It really does.
Yes,
it's terrible.
But I know what you're saying. At least you got David Cook. I didn't even get that.
I got David Cook, and then like 1 second, and then it went bye-bye. That's, you know, the things we care about in America. What an American tragedy. My TiVo. My TiVo didn't pick up American Idol. What am I going to do? I feel so miserable.
Do you remember the end of the old Bob Newhart show, or the most recent of his series, anyway?
Yeah.
The one where he was the innkeeper? Mm-hmm. And it had that ending where we realized that the whole thing was a dream that harkened back to his previous television series. I was living in Albany, New York at the time, and the local TV station actually cut off the ending of the series for a news promo. So there was an entire city, an entire megalopolis of people who never saw the ending.
Local news
show.
Has
and
a history of doing
TiVo,
that.
Yes,
that was actually TiVo. That was before VCRs.
Ironically, it was before television. So not many people saw it at all.
It was a stage play they did down at the Meeting House. Reuben from Modesto.
That's Meeting House.
You're on the air. Reuben, what can we do for you?
What's up, Mike? Take the show.
Thank you.
Hey, we were talking about fat people a minute ago, and I used to do this kind of funny thing where if I was talking to a girl that I'd never seen before,
yes,
and if I made her laugh, she was kind of like, you know, gasping for air, I figured, I figured she might be on the little chunky side, and usually I was right.
Well, but Reuben, you can look at a girl and know whether she's on the chunky side. You don't need to do the breathing test. She might have, she might have leukemia or something like that. She might have, not leukemia. What's the disease I'm thinking about?
Asthma?
Emphysema.
Mm-hmm.
She might have emphysema.
You can't just give her asthma. You gave her emphysema.
She might have arthritis.
She might have MS. She might have a series of horrible diseases.
She could be legally dead.
But you still just look at her to see if she's fat, you moron. That's ridiculous.
It's like using a toothpick to mark a cheeseburger.
He was like talking to a girl over the phone. Isn't that what he said?
Really?
I think that's what he meant.
Did
I don't
he
know
say
he
over the phone?
It, but,
hey, Reuben, I'm the moron. I apologize. Call back. I'll give you something. Carl from Centerville, you're on the show.
Yeah, give him something.
How you doing, Carl?
A series of tests.
To better himself.
Oh, I didn't click Carl on there. Hi, Carl. How
hey,
you
no
doing?
Problem.
What's going
hey.
On?
How embarrassingly messed up did Amanda look last night?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In the group shots.
You mean Amanda is the biker chick?
Yeah.
Yeah, the retarded Joan Jett.
She's the one that always looks like she's unhappy.
Oh, my God. I missed half the
she
show.
She looks awful.
I am really thinking, though, I'm thinking seriously about going to see them when they come by.
Because I
just which venue do they play?
Buzz.
Why don't we get a car? Mm. We'll go out. We'll have some cocktails. And we'll go see the American Idol. I mean, it'll be funny to do. Could you suffer through that?
Road trip, you bet.
Be a little bit of a road trip.
Is it Bristow or is it in town?
I'm not sure. I have no
idea.
I hope they're coming to a neighborhood near us.
Can
I
we
really
bring
do.
Our significant others?
No, I think we come. I think this is just for the show. You
good.
Know? It's like, okay. See, he wants to put it on me.
Oh.
That's
I was
why
just
he does
asking.
That. Let's go to Pete. Pete, you're calling from Canada?
How are you doing, Mike? Thanks for taking my call.
Doing great. What can we do for you?
I had the same thing up here, and I did get the part where it said, and the winner is David, and that's it.
So they sell TiVos in Canada?
Well, we got something called DVR.
Oh,
a cable
DVR.
Company.
That's a digital video recorder, eh?
You got it.
Yes, sir.
So tell me, what I really hate about it is they wait. You watch the whole season. You wait for this moment, the winner. Why do they only let us see the winner for like 2 minutes at the end? Why can't we see the reaction afterwards?
Well, I didn't see the end at all. It chopped it off.
He sings a whole song. Right? He reacts. He sings a whole song.
He brought his mother up and everything. Maybe they might have boycotted that in Canada. I'm not quite sure.
And shouldn't he be watching Canadian Idol anyway?
It starts next week.
Ah. Oh, really? Okay.
Well, what Buzz was saying, they're doing the same thing with like Two and a Half Men and How I Met Your Mother,
true.
Where they're going 2 minutes before and 2 minutes after, and you're missing either the very start or the very end of the show.
And that would be fine if the networks would just tell the guide people that so that our TiVos would respond or our DVRs would respond accordingly.
Well, you know, I think that it is something that they are fighting against because obviously the networks want you to watch their commercials. Mm-hmm. That's the way it works.
When you have a ratings powerhouse show, it's great if you have 4 extra minutes to sell.
Well, that's it. We're done talking. Anybody else? Anything else on American Idol? Because I'm sick of talking about it. We'll have to wait a whole other year. Sanjaya was there. Yes.
Yeah. And wasn't he complaining he didn't get any tickets?
No, that was Danny Noriega.
That's right.
And
right.
They
it was
all
a
two-hour
show.
And the gay stripper was back. He was on stage.
Yes.
I saw him,
mm-hmm.
too. And the one thing I didn't know that I had mentioned to you guys, Carla went just bat-ass when David Cook won.
Yeah, I was
so
happy.
And you did too, Beth Ann, which tells me maybe women folk were really hot for David Cook.
And how did she react when she found out that wasn't the case?
What do you mean?
When she found out that it wasn't David Cook who won.
It was David Cook.
Okay. But now I'm confused because your show got cut off. I didn't watch, obviously.
No, David Cook was the winner.
Right.
Yeah, and Carla went, like, super crazy. And we got Cook before it cut off.
Oh, okay.
So she ran into the office and is on the computer, and I'm like going, whoa. I said, boy, I didn't know you had the steaming undies for old Mr. Cook. And no response. She was too busy just going, you know.
Oh, that's
trying
funny.
Desperately to get some information about David Cook, and it really, for some strange reason, well, so many things do piss me off.
And I believe I predicted Cook's victory yesterday.
Did you really?
I think it was Dial Idol that did. Oh, no, you did. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Sorry.
Hey, way to go out on a limb. 50% chance.
I'm the only one who did it.
Yeah. Didn't I say anything about it?
Yeah, you said that you think your TiVo was going to screw up.
That's it. Okay, we'll be back with the very first buzz of the afternoon. And hopefully, if he hasn't hit any traffic problems, David Price from David Price from the early show at CBS.
Dave,
if the TiVo cuts it off. And more fun and more thrills. We'll be right this after that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.